McHenry, and with us today on this PoNORTH Eurasia podcast is Sarah Wilson-Soke, an assistant professor at the University of Colorado Boulder. Sarah, thank you so much for joining me for this PoNORTH podcast. What has Putin promised Russia for his next term in office?
So Putin has promised a lot of things, and people are talking right now about the May decrees, which are the decrees that happened a couple months after he was elected. And so he's promised a whole host of modernizing reforms and economic improvements. In the area of social policy that I write the most about, he's promised to increase investments. And so he has these national projects, which are an echo of the Council of National Projects that existed back in 2005 and 2006. They had a Council of National Projects, and now they have national projects again in healthcare, education, and pensions. They've promised to look at the indexing of pensions and increasing those benefits over time. And some really specific spending promises. So like they've promised to spend 40% more on daycare in Russia, and they've promised to double spending on urban renewal. They've promised to double spending on roads and infrastructure. So there are really concrete, specific measures that in principle should be a very concrete metric by which to judge if they do what they say they're going to do or not.
So do you think Putin will deliver?
I think that he will deliver some of it. I would be surprised if they do all of it to the full extent. Putin has already hedged some on the promises and said, well, we have this plan, but you can't expect everything to happen instantly. And so they're already, in my mind, previewing that they may not quite get everything done. But I think if they get some of it done, Russians may be happy enough that they're not too upset with Putin. This strikes me, though, as Putin's using the same tactic in social policy as he's done before, and so he has delivered some things and not others.
On that note, will stagnating living conditions in Russia hurt Putin?
That's the big question right now, is if this stagnation in the quality of life and the standard of living, if stagnation in educational resources and healthcare, if that will actually hurt Putin's popularity. There's some Western commentators who really want to dig in and say that stagnating conditions are definitely going to undermine Putin. This can't last forever. But in fact, we see a lot of countries around the world where there's stagnating conditions for a long time and leaders manage to stay in power. So I'm not sure that we can say these stagnating conditions are definitely going to undermine Putin.
Finally, are Putin's social policies good?
That question depends on good for who. They're good for keeping Putin in power, or at least they have been good for keeping Putin in power up to this point. They don't focus generally on long-term stable provision of social goods that people can necessarily count on. There tends to be more of a focus on giving people things in the short term, as opposed to more fundamental and structural reforms that would stay in place. Before every presidential election, we'll see the contender, the incumbent, boost pensions, sort of a one-time thing, like a boost right before the election. And that's a pretty standard authoritarian type tactic to offer a sort of short-term payoff as opposed to long-term stable policies that are well delivered. I think they would love to get those if they can figure out how to do it without sacrificing other goals. They would love to have great social policies. But I don't think it's the first priority of the Putin administration.
Fascinating. Thank you so much for joining me for this PoNORTH podcast.
Thank you.